World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Just pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It is time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, good morning. Up early this morning, man. I told my wife I got up, that, man, I was, I had one of those tormented nights of sleep last night. Sometimes I don't know whether it's a spirit, whether it's a demon, whether it's something I ate, I don't know what it was. Man, oh man, oh man. I rolled out a little bit before four, and I've been focused like a laser all morning. Honored you guys would join us here today. Had a relaxing time yesterday, Saturday, whatever day that was, with, oh, I got several things to share with you. Went to Amish country this weekend, and watched the simplicity of the Amish, the horses and the buggies. And my son-in-law said something brilliant to me when when we were passing one of the buggies on the road. Because I've never seen the Amish, it's something. Ask yourself, why do they live like that, man? And I made that statement. I said, why do they live like that? And my son-in-law said, well, here's one thing for sure. EMP blast isn't going to affect them. I thought, man, oh, man, oh, man. There's simplicity. I was reading something today, though, that whole EMP thing's blown way out of proportion anyway. And I don't want to get out my aluminum foil hat with you yet. Just got several things I want to share with you before we do dive into it. Man, a lot going on, boys. A lot going on. I was praying before I came down here. Lord, organize this for me, will you, Lord? I got so much information I want to lay on the table today and so much raw meat that we can chew on. And I said, Lord, just be with us here today, Lord. Order our steps. I believe he's going to. I believe he's going to order our steps. You know, this is hard for some of us to understand. I was talking a little bit about it before we came on the air. We're talking about Q. Boys, listen. There's a spiritual war that's raging around. And for some reason, many folks don't understand that spiritual war. Today might be one of those shows that maybe it won't be for you. Because it's going to involve the spiritual world, the spiritual realm. And understand that there's a battle going on in the world, in America particularly now, because we can see it. I mean, it depends what your idea of battle is right there. I mean, there's Venezuela, I just saw that they're starving in Venezuela. So that's a heck of a lot worse than being banned on Facebook, which, again, I'm banned on Facebook again now for 30 days. I'll dive in a little bit on that. And sometimes what we see is, the devil, I still believe in him. The devil will hit you where you're most vulnerable. Most vulnerable. See, right now here in America, we're not vulnerable with food. We're not vulnerable with stuff. That's not our vulnerability. Our vulnerability is our affluence. That's where we're most vulnerable. We're so soft. And we've become convinced in America that the devil's after you if your bank account's low. Oh, the devil's after you. The devil's after you if, you know, you get a cold. Oh, the devil's after you. We have so taken this huge battle, the seed of the serpent, the seed of the woman, and we have just made it so small. So small. And I think part of it comes about as I heard a wise man say, the greatest trick of the devil is to convince you he doesn't exist and that he doesn't have any power. Here's the sad part. He doesn't really have any power. All power has been given unto us, and to the Lord, both in heaven and earth. All power has been given unto us. But see, we live in a culture and a society today that says, well, the devil, that daggone devil, that devil has a lot of power. Yeah, the devil does have a lot of power, but we've been given power and authority over him. So we believe that the devil has power, but we think the devil's power is only personal, just little things in our, just trying to mess up our lives, because after a while, oh, it's all about me. Right? It's all about me. So the best way the devil could really be effective is just bother little old me. But it isn't, it's a worldwide conflict. What would be the word I would use? It's a cosmotic. Is that a word? It's a battle of the cosmos. It's good and evil. It's a battle that's in America. It's in Russia. It's in China. It's in South America. It's in Central America. It's in Africa. The battle over truth is everywhere we look. And one of the things that we have not done, we haven't come to the realization of, is that this battle is daily playing out in front of us, not for control of you. For most of you, the devil doesn't have to do anything to control you. You got your eye gate, your ear gate, your hands, your touches, your devil doesn't have to do anything to you. But the devil would like to neutralize us. The devil would like to, those who are being effective, the Lord would like to be able to neutralize them. Well, see, some of you don't get it. Some of you don't believe it. So I'm going to try to bypass some of it today. And I want to get to the heart of some of the things that are going on, okay? Guys, listen, this thing is so big and it's so real. It's so big and it's so real. And at the same time, it is so local. Michelle and I, before I came down here this morning, I've been kind of negligent because I haven't really, because since I've been doing my show, I get up earlier, and she and I used to spend good quality prayer time together, Bible reading, and I really kind of neglected that. We've kind of neglected that because I'm getting the show ready to come down there. And this morning we just sat down and we just had about 10 minutes of really good prayer together. And it's amazing how the words that come out of your mouth, hear me, when you pray to the Lord, if you're not careful, all the words that come out of your mouth are about you or the ones you love. All the words that come out of your mouth. And it's a focus. And because those are the words that are coming out of our mouth, it shows us our heart, right? Out of the abundance of the heart, mouth speaks. The Lord caught me this morning, caught me again today, praying for my family, my kids, and we should. But we don't understand the larger battle that's going on. We just don't. I want to take you somewhere this morning. I got, there's something really big going on in regard. I got banned. Okay. Third time now banned. Jared, let me start. Hey folks, just bear with me. Okay. I'm telling you, I've been doing this for 3 hours already this morning. I am so full of it. Jared, go to I didn't send that to you. Maybe I ought to send that to you and then you can punch it up here. I'm going to send it to you right now, Jared. And it's just going to be a forward, Jared. It's going to come as a standalone thing. Bear with me, guys. I promise it's going to be worth it. So I got banned again for the third time in 3 weeks. I was banned 3 days. Then I was banned 7 days. And now I'm banned 30 days. And they told me that if I do it again, I may be banned forever from Facebook. Now, you can think that through and say, oh, well, you don't need Facebook anyway. That's true. That's where the world is, though. You want to impact the world. That's where they are, Facebook. And the assault and the attack that's going on is really, really real. But I did some research today after being banned now for 3 days, got off, immediately banned 7 days off, and then immediately 30 days off. And I didn't post anything. I'm thinking, Lord, what's going on here? What's going on? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds. Oh my goodness, that's what it is. It ain't Facebook. It isn't Facebook. It's the truth getting out. Somebody doesn't want the truth getting out. It's not a Democrat and it's not a Google. There's a demonic force that does not want the truth getting out. So I finally bore into it. Now, Jared, can you pull that up there? I've got to see if I can find you here on my screen, Jared. Are you under, yeah, you're under John Smith again, aren't you? Look, here's what it is. Folks, look, this is unbelievable. This is, they banned me on February 19th. It says, it looks like something you posted doesn't follow our community standards. And then it goes down there, and you can see, Jared, if you can make that picture a little bit bigger. This is when I got my ban for 3 days, okay? Just, I want to show the picture, Jared. I held a rally about a poster that said, Jesus is a Muslim. This was a poster that they put up over the McDonald's locally here in Columbus. And I organized a rally to go, did a video, posted at an event, come and join us. Jesus is a Muslim. Somebody needs to stand up and call that a lie. And we did. And a Muslim showed up. And it was amazing. Here's the problem, though. They banned me for this last week, even though this is 6 years old. This post is 6 years old. All right, you hear me? They banned me last week for this post, which is 6 weeks old, 6 years old. I think at least six, maybe more than that. Let's go back, Jared. Get the next one up on the screen. Look at this one. Now they banned me 7 days. 7 days because I posted. Here it is, their little warning. I posted going live at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ex-homo and tranny, join us. www.coachdavelive.com. They banned me for a week, except this is probably 6 months ago. You know what I came to the realization of? The devil's team, Google, Facebook, all of these guys, they've hired the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know what they're doing? They're going down my Facebook page and finding the stuff they think's offensive. And then they put me out for 3 days, and they put me out for 7 days, and they put another one up there. Boom, 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 boom. They're trying to silence. You say, oh, Coach, you're crazy. Well, you believe that if you want to. I got a call this weekend from Steve Quayle. Some of you know Steve. Some of you don't know Steve. I got a call from Steve Quayle, and I was excited over our conversation and discussion, because finally somebody wants to play some offense. Finally, Richie from Boston. This was happening from Richie from Boston. Richie sued and got threatened to sue and got his YouTube account restored. I'm kind of rambling, okay? I'm going to be on 7 o'clock tonight, 7 to 8 o'clock. Quayle and I are going to be on Hagman's tonight. We're going to talk about some of this stuff that I think is important and we understand. Folks, listen. This is so much bigger than we get, than most of us understand. This is like book burning. You understand that? Book burning. When they silence me on Facebook in my post, it's like book burning. YouTube's even worse. Trying to do everything they can to hide the truth. So, Jared, I'm in Psalm 94. I'm going to open it up for a minute. So I feel somebody's got something they want to say.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, when we went there with that billboard for that Muslim thing.
You remember that, don't you, Jeff? That was 6 years ago, a long time ago.
That was great. But you remember, here's part of the answer. Think about this one. What happened after we went there, and after that day, one day out there, closing that, they remember they took that thing down. So we got the victory of that thing being removed. So that's probably what's really got them fired up about you, because the victories that come afterwards when you do something. So now they got to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, but that's not what's going on. I agree with you, Jeff. That's not what's going on. See, what's going on is these demonic forces are. Now, well, I'm going to try to crack it open here for us so we understand a little bit better why it's so serious. Okay. Anybody else want to say something before we go to Psalm 94?
Yeah, Coach, there's a movement. All of the big data companies, IBM, you know, Facebook, Google, they've all hired other agencies to do work. For instance, Snopes, you know, everybody goes to Snopes to disprove everything. They're a partner of Facebook. So whenever you got Mark Zuckerberg talking about changing society's beliefs and it being a rough day for him to do that all day long, he's using Snopes to do these things. And they're running analytics on historical Facebook files to find trigger words, and then they have people look at those and make decisions on them. That's what I think's going on.
That's what's going on. It's happening to bigger guys than me. I promise that it's happening to bigger folks than me. But this is going on. You say, Coach, why is it important? Guys, listen. It's about the silencing of truth. This isn't political. Come on, man. This isn't political. This isn't Republican against Democrats. Wake up. That's not what's going on. Look. Just look how...
Look how
our family's been destroyed. Look how our public schools are being destroyed. Look what's going on in the media. Look everywhere you go. The silencing and the non-acceptance of truth. Anything to block truth. That's what I'm going to show you here today. Trying to make a connection to what we're going to talk about on Hagman tonight. We have to stand up. We have to push. Hey, guys, First Amendment, Second Amendment, they're under assault. The same time. The First Amendment and the Second Amendment are under assault. This is so real, and it's not political. Somebody else.
Yeah, Coach, it's an absolute attack on the truth. YouTube took down the channel Health Ranger, and he's all about health and the CBD oils and everything else. It has nothing to do with political. It's all about truth.
So here we are on Psalm 94. Let this be our scripture today. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. That's what I say, Lord. Show yourself, Lord. Lord, show yourself. Show yourself through your people. Lord, show yourself through your people. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, and render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. I could preach right there. Who's doing this? Who's doing this? The heathen of the world are doing this. What are they doing? They're breaking in pieces your people, and they're afflicting your heritage. Wake up! They slay the widow and the stranger, and they murder the fatherless. Somebody say amen. Just I want to make sure my microphone's working.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This could be written today. It could be written right now. And you notice he isn't saying pray for him. Pray for the wicked. Please pray for him, Lord. Everybody pray that they get saved. That's not the message. Yet they say the Lord shall not see it, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. That's what the wicked are saying. Not God ain't. They know God, and if it wasn't God, he isn't watching. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will you be wise? David say, come on, dudes, wake up. He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? See? He that chastises the heathen, shall not he correct? And he that teaches man knowledge, who think he knows? Oh, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. And blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teaches him out of thy law. Stay with me. That thou mayest give him rest for the days of adversity. Baby, we are in the days of adversity. I'm telling you, the days of adversity aren't the fact that your neighbor's talking bad about you, or your children are rebellious, or it's your finances. That's not the day of adversity. I'm telling you, that's not it. It's part of life, and it's part of the afflictions of the evil one. I'm not making light of that. But if you think that's it, if you think the only attack comes on your finances and on your family and on your loved one, oh, come on here. Boy, blessed is the man whom thou chastest out of the Lord and teach him out of thy law. Verse 13, that thou mayest give him rest for the days of adversity till the pit be digged for the wicked. You guys got your shovels? You guys got your shovels? You ready to dig a pit for the wicked?
Amen.
We can pray for him as we throw him in there. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. Boy, could I preach right there as well. all you doom and gloomers. Looks to me like the Lord's getting ready to do something. He's not cast off his people. Oh, calamity may come to America. Financial calamity may come to America, but it ain't coming to his people. That financial calamity is going to be a time when we're going to shine and we're going to thrive. That's what's going to happen then. Because it ain't about money, and it ain't about position, and it ain't about public adulation. It ain't about any of that. Can you work? Can you run with the horse? That's what it's about. But judgment shall return unto the righteous, and all the upright in heart shall follow. We're all going to follow righteousness. There's something coming. It ain't going to be good, but it's going to be good. It ain't going to look good, but it's going to be good. Because why? We're going to return to righteousness. Somebody say amen. I'm just going to wait there. There'll be 23 amens. There'll be thousands of amens all across America right now. All across America. Righteousness is coming. Righteousness is coming. Righteousness will have its day. So look at this, verse 16. All right, boys, so who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
I thought
the Lord could do it. I thought the Lord could do it. Wait a minute, you mean they're evildoers? Huh? Who will rise up against me for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against them scumbags, them workers of iniquity? Hey. I got life coming to me this morning. On a miserable night, I got hope coming in the morning, boys. You see, unless the Lord had been my help, I couldn't have taken it. My soul had almost walked in silence. I couldn't wait for sunlight, sun to come up, just now making it. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, he held me up. And in the multitudes of my faults within me, thy comforts delighted my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by law? Do you see that? They are framing mischief by law. And shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship? Shall it touch us, those who frame mischief by law? Not if we stand up against the evildoers. Not if we do. See, it's a matter of what you consider punishment or wickedness. You dying to advance the cause of righteousness? That ain't punishment, baby. It is if you love this life that much. That isn't punishment. No. We got it all backwards. We love this world and our lives and our stuff so much that we see leaving this world as punishment when the Lord said, oh, what a glorious sight that is, the death of my saints, huh? Somebody say amen. You don't have to take time to do it. In the multitude of my thoughts within me that comforts my soul. I'm sorry, verse 21. They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous. That's what the scumbags do. And they condemn the innocent blood. God, this will preach. Hold me back, Lord. The Lord is my defense. And my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity. He shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yep, the Lord our God shall cut them off. See, I ain't trusting in Jeff Sessions. I ain't trusting in Donald Trump and Devin Nunez and Trey Gowdy. No. There's a bigger boy with a bigger whip. That's who I'm trusting in. And he is going to bring righteousness. Hey, guys, either you believe the word or you don't. We cannot count. Well, we could say, well, it doesn't apply to this time. That was during David's time. Yeah. Okay. I can say that. I got another scripture. I'm not going to read it. My wife wanted me to. I never argue with her. I'll save that one for tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. I feel it today, fellas. Okay.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
That's what I meant by the day we showed up over there, that truth and righteousness went forward. And the wicked were cut off. And you remember how many people?
Oh, I got some. Yeah.
Pastor Flip, or Pastor Rusty, Ante, Pastor Bill, you, all the different guys out there. Thus, in that pouring down rain that day.
Yep.
But we all showed up. We had 100 people there, 150. It was great. But that would have went forward all over Columbus, if you remember right. They would have had them billboards everywhere.
Hey, Jeff. Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? I just read it. Lord, ask that. Hey, any of you guys do? Are any of you guys going to do anything about that? Now, I don't know if you know this or not. This hand-to-hand combat, boys. This ain't for the weak. This ain't for the wide receivers that want to stand out there and they run down the field and they get behind everybody and they catch them. No, this is for the inside linebackers and the nose men and tackles and the guards and the fullbacks. This is hard work. Hard work. And I'm excited today because I believe we have the beginnings of something great from my standpoint. Maybe I couldn't sleep last night because I felt the forming of a team. Anybody know, hear what I'm saying? We got guys fighting everywhere in 1,000 different directions, in 10,000 different battlefields, and we're not united at all. And I believe there's some unity coming to this battle. Dennis Prager just sued YouTube. Dennis Prager did. I got all kinds of information. Finally, we're beginning to go on the offensive against the enemy, which is what my conversation with Steve Quayle was, and what we're going to talk about tonight. Is an offensive thrust. I have to be careful what I say because I got some Southern Poverty Law Center people probably watching and I don't want to tell them our plan. No, it's coming. Okay, can I show you something? Let me show you a couple things. Jared, let's just go down here through the line really, really quickly. I want to show you. Click on the first thing, Jared. Death of retail. It's going on everywhere, fellas. It's going on everywhere. The Lord is going to do what he has to do to bring our nation to its knees. I'm sorry, it's the fourth one, two, three, fourth. No, second one says death of retail. Death of retail. Hey, guys, what did I say the weakness of America was? Our affluence. Our name it, claim it gospel, right? Look at this here. 1,000 more stores are on the 2018 retail apocalypse death list. Jared, scroll down. I want you guys to see this. This is staggering. Right there, Jared. While Amazon is thriving, expanding, getting into groceries, look what's going on. Abercrombie and Fitch, 60 stores closed. Aerosols. Only 4 of their 88 stores are still open. American Apparel, filed for bankruptcy. BCBG, don't know what it is, 118 stores have done. Let's go down to children's places. Plan to close hundreds of stores by 2020. CVS, they've closed 30, 70 stores. Foot Locker has closed 110 underperforming stores. Guess, 60 stores will bite the dust. Gymboree, never heard of it. 350 stores will close this year. H.H. Gregg, all 220 stores. J.C. Penney. How about that? They closed 138 stores, and the rest of the Penny stores are going to be turned into toy stores. The Limited, Les Wexner, Columbus, Ohio, all 250 retail locations have been closed. They're going digital. Macy's, 7 more stores will close. 5,000 employees will be laid off. Michael Kors, don't even know what it is. They'll close 125 stores. Payless will be closing a whopping 800 stores after following bankruptcy. Radio Shack, 1,000 stores have been shut down this year with only 70 left. Only 70 Radio Shack stores left. Wow. Sears and Kmart, they closed over 300 locations. Toys R Us has filed for bankruptcy. Wet Seal, this place is history. All 171 stores will be closed. Okay, Jared, you have to go any farther than that. See, we're talking about making America great again, and we're looking at the dollar. And the Lord's saying, hey, listen, you're going to keep killing babies? You're going to keep mocking everything? I got ways to get at y'all that you don't even think that you can get at. And those of you who think you're saving money by going to Amazon and saving $2.50 by going and buying it at Amazon, here's the result. Your neighbor's going to lose his job because he's been working at Pennies and Pennies is closed. You see, can you connect the dots out there, guys? Can you connect the dots? Who will rise up for him against the evildoers? And see, until we get our mind off of money and our mind off of stuff, that's all people worry about. As long as they got this, JR told me that years ago. People don't mind dying for the Lord, but they don't want to lose their stuff. Hey, boys, it's coming. I'm not doom and glooming. I'm just telling you, it's coming.
Amen.
It's coming.
Amen. Amen.
It's right in front of us. Hey, Mark, isn't this what they call data?
Yes, sir.
Data. What does data tell you, Mark?
Well, it tells you to not look at it. There's a lot of people that just don't want to believe what's happening, and they want to keep their head in the sand. They want to say everything's a conspiracy. So if everyone thinks everything's a conspiracy, then they don't have to do anything. And it's hard to verify data. It's hard. It's work. A lot of people don't do the work.
But Mark, data is what we should use to make decisions, right?
That's right.
Data is not Republican. It's not conservative or liberal. Data is just data.
And in today's age, new data should be displacing old stereotypes and judgments. And the data has given us new insight to what could be possible in Satan's ways as well as God's word. I mean, he's revealing things now.
Yes,
if we're fixed in our belief that everything's a conspiracy, then we're not going to be open to help others defend from what Satan's got coming.
Well, everything is a conspiracy, but it's a conspiracy for a what? For a destruction of God and his people. The seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, it has not changed. It has not changed. But fellas, this is so much bigger than we even understand. Jared, go to the next clip. Let's go right on down the line. I just saw this. Jason Storms, good friend of mine. In fact, he's now the assistant director of Operation Save America. Jason Storms got 8 of his own kids, I think so. He, look at this. He made this humanist website, Pathos, because Jason posted on his website that he's now a substitute teacher. And he talked about on his Facebook page, how great it is to be able to go into the schools and be able to witness to the kids and give your testimony and all this. And look what this organization called, what's the name of it? It doesn't matter. Or they're after Jason. They're after Jason. Look at that. He's abusing his authority as a teacher by preaching to public school students. See, they just don't want competition, right? They just don't want competition. Now, if your eyes are working and your mind is connecting what you see, you're seeing censorship in the schools. You're seeing censorship on Facebook, censorship on YouTube. Google's hired the Southern Poverty Law Center to do all of their censoring, book burning, dare I say. Go on down. In a deplorable display of arrogance and contempt for both public education and the students, Jason Storms brags about abusing his authority as a teacher by preaching to public school students. Hey, guys, what are they preaching to public school students when Jason isn't there? In a deplorable display of arrogance and contempt for both public education and students, Jason Storms, a clearly unqualified substitute teacher from Wisconsin, brags about being paid by the state while preaching to captive public school students in a gross and despicable abuse of his authority. Scroll on down. Now I have to read what Jason, what a warrior Jason Storms is, baby. What a warrior. Keep going on down. By the way, he'll be at I thought he's going to be up in Wisconsin this weekend, but maybe he won't be there. Look at these guys. Here's the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Here's what they said. It is well settled that public schools may not advance or promote religion since Storms admitted to boldly proselytizing to students on taxpayer time rather than teaching the appropriate secular curriculum. FFRF is requesting that he not teach in Milwaukee public schools again. FFRF is also asking that in the future, all new substitute teachers at the school district will be clearly informed that they are not permitted to promote religion while acting in their official capacity as Milwaukee public school.
Dave?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. I think of history. If they really wanted the facts in history, what would be taught is Islam and Christianity has never coexisted in any region of the world without war and conflict.
Amen, Brother Roger. And here's a better question for you. What should be the response to this article? Can somebody in a sane Christian world, what would be the response to this article?
First of all, secularism is a religion. It's been established by the Supreme Court that it is.
Well, so what should be our response? what should be the response?
I don't know how you.
I'll help you. Churches ought to be pounding down the superintendent's doors. Are they?
No.
No, they're probably calling him a lawbreaker. Oh, he shouldn't be in there. There's a separation between the churches that he shouldn't be in.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, well, hang on. All they want to do is silence the mouth of God. That's all this is about. Yeah, Jeff.
I got yesterday afternoon after church in a restaurant. You know how you can meet all the little Christians in there. So I shared with some of them that March 19th is the next school board here in Mount Vernon. And oh, my gosh, you ought to have seen how quick they were ready to walk out of the restaurant at that point. But everything was great in their church service yesterday morning. They preached a powerful message.
Yeah, I bet they did. I forgot to tell you, this Saturday morning, I was invited to speak to a group of Messianic believers, believe it or not. Down in Hocking Hills in Ohio, went down. The rabbi invited me to come down and speak to his men. And you know what? Those boys are ready to fight. They ain't jellyfish. And they shared with me some of the things that they're already doing in their hometown. In an organization where they tried to bring marijuana into Mansfield, Ohio, Jeff, where they tried to bring in what they call the planting of medical marijuana into Richland County, Mansfield, Ohio, where that prison movie, what was the name of that movie, Jeff? It was filmed there in Mansfield. Oh, doesn't matter. It'll come back to me. Shawshank Redemption. In the city where that was filmed, 108 clergy came together. No medical marijuana in Richland County. I ran into these guys on Saturday morning. Are you kidding me? God's doing something, boys. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Are they going to let Jason Storms going to, yeah, are they, no better guy to fight us than Jason Storms. I can tell you that. Are they going to let Jason Storms be fired because he's telling the kids the truth? Are the churches going to let that? That's going to be something to watch, isn't it? Hey, get some gas in our tanks. We may be heading up towards Milwaukee. But somebody's got to rise up against the evildoers. Oh, man. Okay, hang on. Anybody want to jump in? I'm just getting going. I got 15 more things to get out. Anybody?
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, me and my nephew had this conversation yesterday about how they're taking God out of schools and out of everything, because without Jesus Christ being our center, being our the one we look to for rules, or not rules, but life, they want to take that good and great example out. So that you don't look at the devil. If you don't got the absolute good to look at, you ain't got the evil, and that's part of that lie where the devil said he didn't exist. People are believing it because they've taken God out of the picture.
We've let them take God out of the picture. See, guys, we got to think this through. Now, I'm not yelling at you, Jerry. When we hear them say they have done this, no, they haven't. We've permitted it.
Come
they're
on.
Just like any bully. They're just going to get away with whatever they can get away with. That's all they're going to do. There's been no resistance to it. From 1997, 21 years ago, I was sued by the American Civil Liberties Union for having prayer with our team, and nobody came to my defense. And I was trying to warn them what was coming. And here we are, and the battle is still going on because they have to silence truth. Families are being destroyed. Kids are being destroyed. Governments or businesses are being destroyed. The economy is being destroyed. Why? Because people of faith, who will stand up for me against the evildoers? The Lord asks. And nobody will. But that's the end.
None of them have any cojones.
You feel me this morning, boys?
Now, Coach, 5 years ago, this is 3 years before I even heard about you, at least 3 years. 5 years ago, I made the following post on Facebook. I even forgotten about it. It says, commitment to something always leads to action. Commitment without action is deception. And deceiving yourself is the worst kind of deception. And that's what the quote church has made a production of, is self-deception for Passover.
It's our fault. We did it to ourselves. They didn't do anything to us. We permitted it to happen. Billy Graham, God bless Billy Graham. I'm not going to get into Billy Graham, the discussion. He preached to 200 million people. I think it was 200. Somebody said the other day, 200 million. Can you imagine? I don't know how many you won to Christ. If he won so many to Christ, if there were so many converts by Billy Graham, why is America 15 times worse than it was when he started preaching? Can somebody help me with that one?
False converts.
Well, it's false converts.
Yeah, beat me to it.
Right? It's a gospel that's all about you. And so, therefore, if you got to leave a little skin in the game, that changes things. If you might lose your job, that changes things. Oh, they might write about you in the newspaper. Oh, hello, let somebody else do it. Oh, your pastor might get mad at you. Oh, we don't want to rock the boat. Somebody say amen. You don't have to.
Amen.
I'm amening myself. I don't even care amen. If you agree with
me.
I'm just telling you the truth, baby.
Personalized Christianity.
The truth is
personalized Christianity. So here, I got to stay with me. Jared, click on Google censors. Google censors, it says, Jared. I got so much. I need 7 hours this morning. There it is. Google's employment quotas are racist, sexist, says ex-recruiter. I'm not going to read this to you, but some guy who used to work for Google says, listen, they don't want white guys. They don't want men. They don't want basically anybody that's normal. They don't want any of them. Google doesn't. Who's Google? Well, Google's YouTube, right? Google's just about everything. Google is in the middle of everything, and they're recruiting. Scroll on down there a little bit, Jared. They are recruiting anti-Christ censors. That's what Google's doing.
Oh, I get off of Google.
Huh? Look, Google software engineer says that people must become from. Go back to the top. I'm sorry, Jared. Jumped right out at me. There, engineering candidates must be from historically underrepresented groups. Google is specifically, directly, and on purpose discriminating against Christians and probably white, straight white men, because those would be historically represented groups, right? So Google is working specifically to undermine exactly what we're talking about. Now, Jared, let's go to this. Let's go to YouTube. At the next one, Jared. SLPC, the Southern Poverty Law Center. So what do we find out? Google, who is owned by YouTube, has tapped a far-left group called the Southern Poverty Law Center to police its content. I'm not going to take time to read all that down there. But if you guys think this is a game, and if you think this isn't going on, and if you think there isn't an attempt, take the free speech and take the guns. Take free speech and take the guns. For the first time ever, we're seeing those two things going on at the same time. And with Alex Jones and Richie from Boston and some of these guys, Steve Quayle and the Hagmans, what they're trying to get people to understand is they're coming for both of them this time. They've used the same event. Not only you can't criticize anybody who was part of that event down in Florida, you can't criticize anybody. They ban you. They take all your information off YouTube. If you criticize anything that happened down there in that killing, and the focus is on the gun. So they shut us up and they make everybody else. I don't know what to tell you. The average person in church have any idea this is going on? The average person in church even care?
Absolutely
not. Hey guys, listen, every one of these things that I've showed you today, they're lengthy articles or tubes. They're lengthy. I'm not going to read them all to you. But if you don't think this stuff's going on, if you don't think the enemy is absolutely 100% on the attack, I don't. That's why I'm going to be on Hagman tonight. That's why I'm going to be on Hagman tonight. This is stuff that they. Go ahead, Raj.
Oh, this isn't anything new that I'm going to say, but you know, I'm one of the few in the huddle that still attends regularly a church, and I wrestle with the question you're asking and what you're saying today. I think, why do I see all of this and they don't? And I wish I had a concrete answer, but we're still...
I got one. H-U-D-D-L-E.
What?
Another one.
And there's probably others, but it puzzles me. My family talks about these things. We try to take some action. But I'm worshiping weekly with, I just don't understand it. I see all of this. And maybe it's God just gifting people in the huddle that we understand and we're called to go out into wherever we can have influence and share it. But
Facebook is the public square. That's where it is. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll bet you, of all of you listening right now that are old guys like me, 90% of you probably never posted a video on Facebook. Probably never done it. Wouldn't have any idea how to do it. And who's doing it? Yep. Devil's team.
The millennials.
Not only are they doing it, but they're telling you, you can't. And when they see one of my posts and it makes them upset, they call daddy. So daddy comes and burns my books. Don't you see what's going on? This is so critical. This is so critical. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh Lord, I only got 14 minutes left. Somebody want to jump in? I got more.
Hey coach.
Yeah.
I got to share this one real quick. Remember about 5 or 6 years ago, you'll remember this one. We were down in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're outside the Southern Poverty Law Center, and you were asking to come in because they had you on the list back then. And the looks on them people when you stand out there was just amazing. I remember that. That was a good one.
Amen. Amen. Then we see Kevin Van Story. He's just trying to get a petition signed at the White House. He can't get 150 signatures. We got thousands watching here, and people won't go. They don't want to go sign it because the government might get their email.
They already have an email.
Well, it's even worse than that. See, you're intimidated already. You don't even know it. So I want to introduce two things. We're going to be talking about this tonight. We're going on the offensive. Jared, click on Christian Defense and Educational Fund. I think I called the right thing. This is a law firm that we're going to begin partnering with to go on the offense. Hey, listen, not just little old me. The Lord allows us. I'm going to talk about this some of it tonight. This is the law firm, by the way, that got Ken Hovind out of jail. Yes, right here. These are the guys that did it. And I'm not going to say too much about it. But see, I'm going to tell you this about Jay Sekulow. And what's his Center for Law, American Center for Law and Justice, and Matt Staver and Liberty Council. I can run down through a litany of six of them. I'll tell you this. They all play defense. Every one of them play defense. And if you guys watch football, if you play perfect defense and never play any offense at all, what's the score of the game going to be?
0-0.
Gonna be a tie. Best you ever do is a tie. You'll never win. Or you never have the ball. And so we are going to try to focus tonight and unveil tonight and launch tonight an idea of we're going to go. Folks bigger than me. You know what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
Folks bigger than me. What if we raised, are you ready? What if everybody listening to the Hagman Report donated $20 a month to this legal defense? What if we had, let's say the Hagmans have 500,000 listeners, which they probably do. So let's say just 10% of them did it, because most people won't give. So let's say 50,000 gave $20 a month. How much is, somebody do some math for me on that. 50,000 times $20 would be what?
Oh, just 2 million or so.
No, that's not right, Vince, is it? 10 million.
What is
10 million, right? Is that right or not?
1 million.
1 million. Okay, good. Thanks. I feel better. 1 million. So a million this month and a million next month and a million the next month and the next month. And in a year, we got $12 million. We could be doing some lawsuiting and some winning, couldn't we? We can make that other side play a little bit of defense, couldn't we? We know they can carry the ball. Can they tackle? Can they intercept? Can they play defense? We don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
Tune in tonight. You don't miss one. Another thing. Man, I'm about out of time. Jared, click on the next thing because I want all of you to see this. Biblical grid. Well, that's a good one, too. I just don't have time to do it. Biblical grid. Now, look at this, guys. This is a website you need to follow. Now, Biblical Grid is a website that is created by the same group of attorneys that we just showed you with the Christian Defense and Education Fund. Okay? This is biblicalgrid.com. Now, listen. Mark this. Bookmark this. Jared, just begin to scroll down here. This is information. This is your Christian conservative library. Scroll down, Jared. I want everybody to see what's on there. You don't have to read all that. Keep on going on down there. Talk about everything. Go on down, Jared. Keep going on down. Okay, here we go. They put top stories up there every day. Keep going on down. I know the guys that run this. These are Christians. Here's a good place to find opinions. Look at all these news sources. Contrarian News and Opinion, Bible Tools, Government, U.S. Politicians, Federal Politicians, they got their websites, Worldview, Christian Commentators, all those websites over there on the left-hand side. See that? Christian Ministries. Look at all. This is a clearinghouse for Christians to get information so they're not so stupid just sitting in the pew. Look at all this stuff. Links to all of them. Look at all the things that they link to here. There's no excuse to be ignorant other than you're lazy. Look at this. Christian, what is this? Right. BiblicalGrid.com. BiblicalGrid.com.
Thank you, Coach.
And this is the same organization that we're going to start pounding knots on the devil's head. You mark my word. Boys, if we don't go into all, if somebody doesn't stand up against the evildoers soon, God cannot move through you if you are sitting on your butt.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't move
through. Amen.
Prayer is not enough. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed so hard that blood literally came out of his pores. You ever prayed that hard? Came back two times, and the guys who were sleeping tried to get them to wake up and do something. They couldn't even pray. As much as we talk about praying, his disciples couldn't even pray. They fell asleep. He's out there praying by himself. He said, Lord, not my will, your will. He said, oh, Lord, take this away from me. I don't want to have to do this. Got to be another way. Can't you find somebody else? I'm looking for someone else. Isn't there someone else? And finally, the Lord said, no, it's you, bud. It's you, Jesus. You're going to have to be the dude. You're going to have to do it. And Jesus said, okay, Lord, okay, your will, not mine. And then he went to the cross. He didn't stay in the garden.
Right.
He did something. I got rejected yesterday. I got home from this fabulous times with these men, this group of men down in Hocking Hills. Wow. Only to get home, get an email canceling another speaking event because who knows why. Well, we'd love to have you come, but it's just not going to work out this.
Cowards.
Okay, boys, we got six. I got a lot more to do. I got 6 minutes. Somebody help me bring this thing home. Don't miss Hagman and Hagman tonight.
No, we won't miss it, brother. We're on with it.
Here's what I know. There are a lot of guys with a lot of money. They're going to be left holding the bag if they don't get in this offensive war that we're getting ready to wage. If those guys think, those Hagman listeners, those listening now, if you think that you're going to save your little $20 a month and we're going to win this fight, Dude, when this whole thing's over, you ain't going to have nobody to blame but you. I'm just telling you. It is. Somebody else can do it, right? I ought to make a video about that, huh? Maybe I ought to make a video looking for somebody else.
Can't advocate your responsibility, brother.
What's that?
Can't advocate your responsibility.
That's right. Well, I'm feeling good in my bones today. Because you know why? I'm going down standing up.
That's right.
I'm not going to be cowering in the corner begging the government to leave me alone. I ain't going to do that. You may want to live like I am not going to live like that. I'm not.
Hey, Coach.
And I think it's that serious. Yes.
Jesus gave everything, his life, everything. We should do the same.
We shouldn't have to. He already did. Jesus died for you, brother.
Yeah.
Hey, Coach. Just preach
the gospel, Coach. Just preach the gospel. Yeah, George.
You know, when we go to a restaurant and get fed, we have to pay them, right? I mean, you got to pay for your meal, or at least you're supposed to. Yep. And you know what? It's common sense. If you're getting fed from your show, Hagman's, whatever, everyone should support those ministries. They have to have money to exist and do.
No, George, I get food stamps. I get Christian food stamps.
Well, give food stamps. I mean, people should wake up and realize it's a natural law. The natural laws and physical and spiritual laws work hand in hand. They're not separate. They're not disjointed. They work hand in hand.
That $20, if it stays in your hand, ain't going to set nobody free. It ain't even going to set you free. It ain't going to set you free. Sorry. I'm sorry. Guys, I'm telling you, I think we're all, I'm not dropping names. If you'd heard the conversation I had with Steve Quayle on Friday, man, oh, man. Because there are, I believe, a lot of guys with a lot of money who are sick of it. And there ain't nobody calling a play, running a play. We're all playing prevent defense, hoping that we can tackle the devil just before he gets in the end zone. If we can just run out the clock, we'll all get raptured out of here. That's our attitude. And I stand out in front of Planned Parenthood on Friday, knowing that $585 million of my tax dollars goes to that place, and I'm not even allowed on the property. Isn't it about time somebody sued them? Isn't it about time somebody sued them? And we look at what's going on in Washington, D.C. with Jeff Sessions and QAnon and listen, there are certain things mandated that we, as men of God, who will rise up against the evildoer? Who will rise up? And it ain't politicians.
It's going to be me.
Amen.
It's going to be me. It's going to be others. We don't understand that time that. Like the men of Issachar, we don't understand the times in which we live and know what it is that Israel needs to do. Hey, boys, what time is it? We need to start doing some folk. Hey, ask me this. Why does the ACLU have all that free? We're the good Christian lawyers.
Right.
Sorry, Roger. Where's that? Where is a battery of Christian lawyers saying we ain't going to put up with this crap anymore? We ain't going to put up with it. Well, they've been taught stare decisis and case law, and they think, well, it's the law of the land. Well, change it! Change it! They did!
Right.
Coach?
Hey, guys, I'm not mad. It just seems like it.
You mentioned Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. You know, He followed his own instructions he gave us. He told us to pray, thy will be done. That's the way he prayed. Only he made it a little bit clearer, and I think a little bit more relevant to how we should pay attention. Thy will be done, not mine. Not mine. We need to get ourselves out of the way when it comes to making our plans.
Amen.
Amen, buddy. Amen. Hey. Cowards die a thousand deaths. Isn't that what it says? Didn't some wise men say that? Hey, guys, what are you afraid of? They're going to take your money? They're going to throw you in jail?
I have no money.
Hey, you're going to die anyway. You're going to go broke anyway. Hey, listen, if we don't, I'm telling you, if we don't stand up soon, the Lord is sitting waiting. He says, hey, who about there? The same thing he said to Isaiah. Hey, who will go for me? Who can I send? Isaiah said, I'll go. Hey, here I am. Send me. The Lord says the same thing in Psalm 94. Who's going to stand up for me against you? Jared, I know we're out of time. Let me go back there real quick. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Verse 16.
We will, brother.
Or who will stand up for me? Who will stand up for me? The Lord says. Who will stand up for me? Now, the Lord can stand up against the workers of iniquity. You understand that, don't you? He likes to work through people. Who will rise up for me against the workers? Who will rise up for me against the workers of against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me, he said, against the workers of iniquity? I'll catch my breath and see you tomorrow. God bless you.